Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna blind like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne beat. I'm a go-e, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Put the back then Brinks truck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home, OG from the Santa song.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
When I was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to sling that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my homie. Still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path, do your math, all that stuff, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real OGs original. Real OGs original, real OGs original.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, used to tell me, stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
Thank you.
All right. So can you, can somebody text me, let me know if you guys can hear me now. I'm going to try this another way, see if we can get this party started. Doesn't surprise me, you know, guys, bear with me on the sound. As always, we do have these sound issues, especially when we're talking about topics like we're talking about today. So if somebody could text me, let me know if you can hear me now, if the sound is coming through okay or not, before we get started. And yes, all right. So I got one thumbs up saying that you can hear me. Got another thumbs up. I think we're ready to rock and roll. All right. So let me back up here. Let me go back to my, because we're going to do something today that I haven't done before. Well, I shouldn't say I haven't done before. Just haven't done in a long, long time. And we're going to see if we can get this, actually working before we get started here. And let's see if this is going to work. Well, all right, my brothers. All right, my sisters. Let's go ahead and get this party started. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. I want to welcome everybody to today's show. Today, my brothers and sisters, today is July the 13th. July the 13th of 2019. The time is a little after 12 noon Central Time. I want to welcome everybody to today's show. Got a powerful show scheduled for you today. Today, I want to talk about the afterlife. What happens when you die? We want to break this down for you. And again, I'm attempting to do a couple of things at the same time, doing a Facebook Live and also doing this as well. So you guys bear with me, and I'm hoping that the sound and everything is coming through okay, so that way everybody's able to listen. You know, normally I do this, you know, with just a blog talk show and some. All right, so it looks like it's working.
What happens when you die?
So everything's coming through okay. So, brothers and sisters, the afterlife. What happens when you die? We want to talk about total awareness. We want to talk about, you know, something that, you know, everything that we know about this subject is a lie. And it's a lie from the perspective of that we have not been expressed. We have not been exposed to or privy to all of the information. Last night, I had it wasn't a dream and it wasn't a vision. It was a, how can I put this delicately? It was a knowing from the perspective of my daughter that passed away on June the 30th. Almost like downloaded something into my head. That's the only way. I'm trying to find a word for what happened to me last night. And let me get my camera down, get this started here. What happened to me last night was there were some words, there were some thoughts, there was a sense of awareness that was given to me last night that I hadn't had and I have not experienced before. And that was a possession. Possession leads to possession. So possession leads to you being possessed. If you, my daughter came to me, I heard a voice. Let me rephrase that. I didn't hear a voice. I had a frequency piped into my head. that's the best way I can explain it, man. I don't know how else to explain it because it wasn't something that was, let me back up here. It wasn't something that was audible. It wasn't something that was something that you could read or write. It wasn't something that was, what we are told when people have visions or when people see stuff or when people experience stuff. That's not what happened to me last night. My daughter that just passed away told me last night that if I don't let her go, she won't let me go. Now, I'm not no afterlife specialist. I didn't sign up for this. This is just my lot, my share, my destiny that I've been given. And all I know is I can tell you what my daughter, what was piped into my head last night. I can tell you, and I'm going to tell you exactly what transpired. So that way my goal is to assist one person today with this thing that we call grief. because the current grief model is flawed. I do apologize for all of, especially my Facebook Live folks, for all of the, you know, moving around. And so I'm trying to get this camera positioned so that way it'll stay. Because I wasn't planning on doing this, but my spirit just said, hey, let's do Facebook Live too. And so my daughter, I'm going to use the word, downloaded a frequency, a wave of vibration into my brain. And that frequency, that wave of that vibration that was downloaded into my brain was these specific thoughts. The first thought, now this is a part of the 2020 system for total awareness that I'm doing in 2020. So today I'm just introducing you to the 2020 program. And now I have proof. Remember, I always wait until I get proof. Because I know there's going to be a reverend, there's going to be a doctor, there's going to be a bishop out there that's going to say, Brother, that's not spiritual, or that's not scriptural. The Bible says that absent from the body, present with the Lord. The word Lord means lower, lower, lower. The word Lord means lower. The word Lord means lower. The way it was explained to me, the way my daughter explained to me was, let me start at the beginning. When you die, if you are heavy, you cannot astral project. You cannot float. You cannot go on to the next level. When you grieve, when somebody in your family dies, when a loved one dies, and you hold the loved one's memory, you make a shrine, you get pictures, you do stuff that traps your loved one in this dimension. That is, all of the movies said, man, every movie I've ever watched, they all are telling us, but we ain't listening. Because, well, I wasn't listening because I wasn't taught. So I'm telling you what I've known, but I never share with anybody, because it goes against the dominant culture. It goes against this harmonious arrangement. It goes against everything that I was taught. So since I didn't have no proof, I didn't have any proof, so you guys know I don't teach anything that I can't prove. I don't teach theory, man. I only teach theory. And on June the 30th, my baby girl died, transitioned, ascended. And we're all grieving right now. My whole family is grieving, as we've been taught. So everybody's been taught to grieve. Now, I don't know nobody that has not been taught not to grieve. So we all been taught to grieve. And so in the grieving process, I didn't know that when you grieve, that's a low vibration. That creates an interloper. That attaches, that allows for an interloper. When a person disembodies, when you leave the body, you are supposed to move on through the compass. You have a compass. The compass is compassion. I don't know anybody that has been taught. I've never heard it taught. This goes against everything that I've been taught. This was downloaded into my spirit last night. I've been up. I haven't slept. Basically, since my daughter died, I haven't slept. Everybody's grieving. Everybody is like going through this. But I know that the current grieving model doesn't work. So I told my children, I'm not doing that. So I know, so we did a homegoing service. But my daughter said, Dad, I can't go. Last night, she said, let me go. Let me go. If you don't let me go, I'm not going to let you go. I will hunt you. We hold on to our ancestors, and then our ancestors hold on to us. The reason why your life is not more successful is the things that you are doing, the addictions that you are having, that's Uncle Jim, that's Aunt Sue, that's your grandmother, because you are holding on to them, so now they are holding on to you. They are living their life through you. Now, some people tell me that that is good. Well, I got good authority that it's not. Because on good authority, my daughter told me, let me go. When the Bible says absent from the body, present with the Lord, that means Lord. That means lower. The word Lord means a lower. All religions are flawed. Everything that you've been taught in your religion is a lie. Now, I hope to God you don't believe me. I hope that you keep doing what you're doing. Because when you exit this dimension, you would understand. You see, the fact that you, like me, we go out and we get a bunch of possessions. We buy stuff. And whatever, you look at the word possession, the word, when you buy something, when you own something, it owns you. To the degree of ownership that you have, that's the degree of ownership that has you. The more shizness you got, the more demons you got. Remember the movie Split? In the movie Split, those were all of his ancestors that were fighting for the light. They wanted to be in the light. Because if you don't die empty, according to the scriptures, friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. There are three things that keep you trapped, and you become a wandering spirit. And my daughter dropped in my spirit last night. Dad, if you don't let me go, I'm going to be a wandering spirit. In the movie Black Panther, Black Panther went to a place and he talked to his father. That space, that place, was a space for wandering spirits. That's not where we're supposed to be. But we are there. When we die, that's where we go. The Bible calls it purgatory, or the Catholic Church. Purgatory is a place that you're not supposed to go. We're not even supposed to, oh, man. I'm going to break all of this down in 2020. When you love somebody, you actually hate somebody. Loving a person is hating a person. You actually are not supposed to love, because look at the word L-O-V-E. It's the word E-V-O-E. You just evolve here. You stay in this dimension because you're stuck to that person. You're supposed to have compassion. In the scripture, Jesus was moved with compassion. The word compassion means a compass. It means to come compass. That's why we have a navel cord. You're born and you're connected through the navel cord, through the umbilical cord. That allows you, when you disconnect the umbilical cord, what that does is you are now nave for the word navigate, L for the word God. You are a navigating God, but you don't know how to navigate through this dimension because we have not been taught. We've been taught to go to church to give our navigating skills. I've developed a life management system, emphasis on the word life. And everybody on this call, you're supposed to manage your own life. You're supposed to drive your own vehicle. You're supposed to over and understand how to operate in this dimension. Everybody on this call is a single standing column of waveform energy. And the problem is that we, just like in the movie Split, there was a bunch of dispositions. What my daughter told me last night was I'm holding on to her memories. What is a spirit? A spirit is a group of memories. It is a group of related thoughts. To the degree when you enshrine someone, when you make a memorial for someone, when you build a statue for someone, when you establish all of this connectivity, that traps the individual in this dimension. And they're not able to ascend. They start to descend. And they become a sprite. Now, a sprite means a disembodied spirit. Look at the definition of the word sprite. You're going to see, what did I do with my water? You're going to see these words when you see the word sprite. Look it up. Don't believe a word I'm saying today. You have to look this up for yourself. The word sprite means disembodied spirit. Now, a spirit, again, is a ruling disposition. It is a group of related thought. But they don't have a vehicle. A spirit doesn't have a vehicle. It is illegal to be on this dimension without a body. So my daughter was telling me, I don't belong on this dimension anymore because I don't have a body. But you are holding me in this dimension. You are keeping me trapped because your memories are memories of grief. Your memories are producing grief. And she was telling me, Dad, let me go. Thank you, Sister Kay for sharing that. Sister Kay is on a Facebook Live. She says that when my mom passed away, I was holding on to her too, and I had a hard time letting her go. Same thing, Sister Kay, when my mom died when I was 13, I was holding on to her too tight. That traps them in this dimension, but they don't have a body. So therefore, they have to inhabit your body. There's a book that I read. I'm going to break all of this down. Ideals, look at the word ideal. The word ID, every thought that you get comes from an ancestor. It's an ID, that means identification. Ea, that's the god of this world. Ea, that's where we get the word Yah. Ea, Yah. So Ea is Asha, Ea, Asha. That is the lower deity. That's the lower dimensional god. So everybody that's on this earth that is a traditional Christian, that does the traditional stuff, that's what you're doing. You are giving your energy to Ea. So an IDEA is an ID. That means an identification. It's like your ID card. It's your ID. And the ID and then the EA stands for Ea. So when my daughter died on June the 30th at 9:30, and what had happened, I knew this intuitively. As soon as I got the call, I knew that she was gone. But I didn't understand what we were taught, because we have absent from the body, present with the lower. But we don't call it lower. We call it Lord, because it's kurios in the Greek. That means manager. So what I was doing was managing the memories because of my love, not my compassion. See, we get love and compassion confused, because compassion is the word compass. A compass is an instrument that allows you to navigate this dimension when you are detached from the navel, your navel cord. Navel, N-A-V means navigate. L means God. You are a navigating God. You're supposed to navigate through this dimension. You're supposed to learn how to navigate through the spirit world. That's what the Bible is. The Bible is basic instructions before leaving earth. But those basic instructions before leaving earth are not taught, because we have tradition. We worship God because we don't know that we're supposed to be God. Now, I know you ain't the big God. That's not what I'm saying. And I know that there's going to be some Negroes that's going to text me because of your tradition, and you ain't got no damn dominion. I'm not here to debate. I'm here to educate. This just happened. I ain't signed up for this. My daughter told me last night, let me go. Otherwise, I'm going to haunt your ass. I will follow you around, because if you hold me back, I'm going to hold you back. And what we do as Christians is we hold each other back, because we have love, but we don't have compassion. Compassion is look at the word, it means to come, pass, eye on. Everything that most of the people that I know have been taught is a lie. That's why their lives suck. They don't have freedom. They don't have power. They don't have dunamis power. Now, I've been doing this for 20 years, but I was afraid to speak it. But now, death showed up at my door. Now, I don't give a damn what no reverend, no doctor, no bishop thinks. I'm not here to impress you, because I don't need you. I would love for you to understand. I would love for us to navigate through this dimension together. But, boo-boo, let's keep it real. I got my own vehicle. I don't need yours. And I don't want nobody holding me back when it's time for me to ascend, because I don't want to descend. Look at the word deception. It means deceive. Look at the word decide. Look at the word descend. Look at the word divorce. The word divorce means, D means to lower. Voice means your voice. Lowering your voice. That's why divorce is so prevalent in our community. Because when you divorce somebody, you silence their voice. You divide. You division. Religion is a division. It causes divide. Because if I'm not a Muslim, and if I'm a Christian and you're a Muslim, and if you are a Jehovah's Witness, or you are this, all this religious garbage causes division. There is no unity. We all are divided. You don't like me because I don't go to your church, and I don't like you because you don't go to my church. That's division. That keeps you trapped in this dimension, because you are heavy. So my daughter told me that she couldn't float because of the attachment. The Bible says the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eyes, that keeps you trapped in this dimension. That's why you can't ascend. That's why you can't go within. Because we've all been taught to go get possessions. When you get the more possessions you get, the more possessed you are. Your possessions possess. It's right there in the word. But we have not been, let me rephrase that. I wasn't taught that everybody on this call has to establish their own makama. That's what I teach in the Life Management System. Ever since I left the traditional church, I've been sharing this, I've been teaching it, and my life is great. Because I am wealthy, I'm healthy, I'm wise, and I maintain relationship with myself, with my source, and with others. And the relationships are mutually beneficial. Nobody loses. There's enough pie to go around. I don't compete. I complete. I'm not here to settle. I don't want to settle. I don't want you to settle. I want you to elevate. And the only way for you to elevate is to understand that friendship with this world makes you too heavy. You can't travel. You can't astral project. You can't ascend. You cannot return back to source. That's what happens when you D-Y-E. Nobody D-I-E. We all D-Y-E. In the movie The Lord of the Rings, in the book The Lesser Keys of Solomon, King Solomon, he built the temple without using his hands. He built the temple because he had control over 72 demons. Now, I've taught this 20 years ago. Those demons are dispositions. Those dispositions are disembodied spirits. Those disembodied spirits are your loved ones that died and you didn't let them go. And so now they're looking for a body. And they hover around. These are called sprites, genies, jinns, mojos. And these disembodied spirits, they become non-benevolent over time because you don't allow them to shine. Your false sense of love, because it's selfish. It's selfish for us to grieve. It's selfish for us to want to try to hold somebody back. That's selfish. It is selfish for you to hold somebody back, to hold a loved one back. These demons are energies. These energies are entities. These entities are energies. The word energy means inner God. Each one of us have an energy. We have the potential, let me put it that way, to establish our energy. Now, whether we do or not, that's another study for another time. All I'm simply expressing to you today was what my daughter shared with me, who passed away on June the 30th at 9:30 p.m. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the way that we grieve is flawed. The way that we experience this thing that we call life is flawed. The fact that we spend all of our time gathering possessions is flawed. Because when we die, we don't die empty. We're not light. In the ancient text, it talks about that your life is going to be weighed against a feather. And if you are heavier than a feather, you don't go into the afterlife. That's the Egyptian culture. There is something to that. Because what happens is we get attachments and we don't want to leave. You have to die empty. That's why anything that prohibits you from being you is a demon. The word D-E means lower. Mun means mind. Lower mind. Demon means lower mind. That's it. And we've demonized. We've made everything evil. We made it mystery. We made it scary. So Negroes are scared as hell to do what I do. I go to a seance. I talk to witches. I talk to freaking Satanists. I talk to anybody because them Negroes ain't got no power over me. Now, they may have power over you, but they ain't got no power over me because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I know who Force is. I know who my father is. I got a personal, private, productive relationship with Source. It's not public. It's private. And if you do not have that, brothers and sisters, you will not be able to descend. I mean, to ascend. You're going to descend. So most of us, that's what we're doing. We're in a constant state of descension. Now, brothers and sisters, in the movie Black Panther, the Black Panther went to a place that was called the Soul Plane. That's where his ancestors were. And if you do not let your ancestors go, and if your ancestors died while heavy, meaning that they didn't do the things that they wanted to do, that's why I thank God that I've lived my life the way that I have. Because everything I did, people told me not to do. And right now, you are a very religious person. But there's something you want to do, but you don't do it because it goes against your religious belief. And I'm telling you, when you die, you're going to come back. Because you're going to D-Y-E. You're not going to D-I-E. Because you're vibrationally attached to this dimension. When you leave, there should be nothing here that you want. That love, I have to break that down because I know it's going to hurt y'all brains. So I'm going to break that down later on when I do the 2020 total awareness. I can't even introduce that construct right now because we've all been taught love. We have not been taught compassion. So we don't know how to compass. We don't know how to navigate. But we do know how to evolve. We do know how to entangle. That's called quantum entanglement. That's so science verifies what I'm saying. So you are entangled. Your quantum means particle. Entanglement means connected. So there's parts of you that are entangled with this world. That's why you can't ascend back to source. So you D-Y-E because your frequency, your wave or your vibration is stuck in here. Your chi. This world is a world that traps souls that are too heavy to ascend. This world that we live in is controlled by time lords. There are two primary dispositions. The two primary dispositions are Saturn and Venus, which we know as God and Satan, which is really time and money, mammon. Everything that you do is about time, and everything that you do is about money. And those two keep you trapped in this dimension. And so, my brothers and my sisters, it's very important because everybody that's listening to me right now, again, I'm just going over because this is a deeper study that I was already planning on doing way before June the 30th. I had already established the 2020 total awareness system when I was going to share all this information. And that information is that everything that we've been taught is a half-truth. And so now we got to get all of it. We got to go back to the first base, and we got to get everything that's left. We got to really break this down. Now, everybody that's tuned in today, you got to do something that's extremely important. And that is you got to learn how to drive your life. That means live your life. Right now, you have what is called a magic carpet. Now, that's what I call my life optimization circle. And let me give you an example. Let me show you one. And this is what I do for a living. Now, I've been doing this for the last, 10 years full time. You guys know I don't have no traditional 9 to 5. I ain't going to get one because, again, that's controlled by chronos. That's the god of time. So everybody has, all my clients have a life optimization circle. So this life optimization circle is how you navigate through life. That's why when you were born, you were attached to your mother's navel. Women are the divine navigators of this dimension. That's why women are demonized. Every organization needs a woman. Behind every great man is a greater woman. And so your date of entry establishes how you are to drive or navigate at your navel. N-A-V-E-L. N-A-V means navigate. E-L means God. You are a navigating God. You are a navigating L. So you're supposed to learn how to navigate. Everybody, that's your job. That's what we're all supposed to be doing. But we spend time gathering possessions. So whatever you possess, possesses you. Whatever you possess possesses you. That's why when a loved one passes or dies and you hold on to them, they hold on to you. And to the degree that you hold on to them, that determines the degree that they hold on to you. Now, this is, I don't have a, let me see if I can find one of mine. Here we go. So this is a life optimization chart. Now, this is how you are supposed to live life. You're supposed to navigate through life according to your individual chart. And everybody has one. And so it's just like this. This is what is called a Merkaba. In all cultures, it's called something different. Spinning circle, black hole, sun. This is the spiritual spiral. But we're supposed to spiral Godward, upward. But most of us spiral downward. We don't spiral up, we spiral down. But the reason that we spiral down is because we get heavy. And the reason that we get heavy is we get a lot of attachments. So we are attached to a lot of things. And then all of these attachments slow us down. So our vibration, our vibratory rate becomes slow. This is what hypertension is, it's slow-moving blood. So it manifests in the body in the form of what we call slow-moving blood. And so everybody has, you know, or you know somebody in your family that, you know, has slow-moving blood. What's the same thing spiritually? You could have a, I'm going to say the word, I use the word, slow-moving spirit. That means that your spirit is not vibrating on the top level or the highest possible level. So what happens is once you disconnect from the quote-unquote naval cord, that's when you're supposed to actually start driving your own ship. You're supposed to start navigating your own life. But how many of us do that? Well, how many of us was taught how to do that? Now, I don't know about you, but I wasn't taught how to do that. And so I didn't know how to do that. So what I did was I developed a system that allows me to learn how to be me. And I had to start from scratch because there wasn't no systems in place. There wasn't an example for me to use. I couldn't find nobody to assist me with being me because, you know, nobody knew. All we had was religion. All we had was, you know, tradition. All we had was, you know, church. Now, again, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying that we have to understand, sorry about all the movement, but we have to understand that each and every one of us, we're supposed to be us. You're not supposed to be me, and I'm not supposed to be you. Now, let me make sure we understand. Let me check my volume on my phone real quick. Let me make sure that everybody understands what's happening. So everybody on this on today's call, everybody in life, we all have this ability or possibilities to actually be ourselves. Now, that just simply means that each and every one of us got a responsibility to be us, everybody. You can't be me and I can't be you. You can't. I can't tell you what to do. You can't tell me what to do. We all do, but we shouldn't. And my daughter dropped something in my spirit last night that was just totally shocking. And it wasn't shocking from the perspective that it was something that is, I'm going to use the word, you know, we like to clarify stuff as good and bad. And we got to get out of that. We got to get out of the idea that it is something that has to do with good or bad, and it doesn't. It has to do with design. This is all about your design. So you are designed by Source to shine. Each and every one of us, we are designed by Source to shine. And so everything is connected. We are all interconnected, but we all are connected via Source. And so your job is to take your vortex, that's your V. If you look at the letter J, it's a hook. We are all hooked because of the J. The letter J is a hook. Now, I'm going to break all this down in the private 2020 program. But when we talk about the J is just a hook, and it hooks you. And so that keeps you from oscillating the vortex. And if you look at the word vortex, it's a portal. And your job is to under, over, and understand that each and every one of us are designed to be a sun. We're not supposed to, you know, war or worship the sun. And so what was shared with me last night was, to the degree that we hold on to an individual, a son or a Messiah, is the degree that the individual, the son or the Messiah, holds on to us. Now, brothers and sisters, let me try to break this down for you. This is extremely important. When somebody, let's say Dr. King, so Dr. Martin Luther King has a statue, he has a monument, he has a day. All of this does is it traps, you know, Dr. King in this dimension, because now we've made him into a deity. We made him into a day. Everybody on this call, you have signed unknowingly vibrational contracts. A contract is an agreement in exchange for time or money or some other resources. Until you become the creator of your own resources, you have to sign a contract to get into an agreement with somebody else's and their resources. And so your job is to underover and understand that and to totally remove yourself from that and connect with somebody who's traveling in the same direction that you are, and they got their vehicle, you got your vehicle, I got my body, and you got your body. So a disembodied spirit, they don't have a body. And so they attach themselves to you. So a disembodied spirit attached themselves. But the reason that they're still in this dimension is that they died a tragic or, you know, a traumatic death, or they died very heavy, meaning that there was a lot of things unfulfilled. Remember, the Bible talks about the cares of this world. It talks about the lust of the flesh. It talks about the pride of life. The Bible says friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. And so it's the underopened understanding that it is this relationship that we have with the world that is causing, I want to use the word, you know, problems. And so we got to address these quote-unquote problems. And what is it? You got to create your own reality with the ether or the eight. So there are some people who have an 8 in their life path number or in their life chart, and that's really good, because those people have, those people have as above, so below. So an 8, you got one circle and you got two circles together. So an 8, if you turn it on its side, you have an infinity sign. That's unlimited energy. That's creative power. So your job is to operate with the ether or the 9 ether or the 6 ether. That these are all these numbers that you have in your chart. You don't worship the numbers. You take the substance from the numbers and you use the numbers to create. So everybody got to get out of time. Everybody got to get out of math, and everybody got to start creating. You are your own creator. You're your own little G. You're your own little God. So from the perspective of, but once you start disincarnating, for lack of a better word, that simply means you continue to exist in this dimension because of your attachments. And so that's what's happening in the world. And so we have a bunch of apparitions. We have a bunch of sprites. We have a bunch of genies. We have a bunch of jinns. We have a bunch of mojos. Now, these disembodied, disincarnated, emphasis on the word dis, they are wandering. And in all of the movies, remember the movie, you know, Black Panther, all of the scary movies. I remember watching this one. I don't know if it was a movie, but it was on TV. It was called The Winchesters. And it was a true story. Now, the Winchester is a rifle. And it was talking about the family and how that house became haunted. So that simply means that when the spirit died, we did not allow that spirit to move on to the next dimension. And so the spirit now haunts the house, because since you keeping the spirit in the house, the spirit is going to keep you in the house. And so when you put up shrines and you put up memorials, and you put up pictures, and you save clothing, even the ashes. That's why we bury people. I thank God we didn't do that. If you put somebody in a box and you put them on the ground, you're trapping their soul on the ground in the soil. And they're not able, they descend, they go down, and they don't go up. They don't have the ability to ascend back to source. So everything that we're taught is designed to trap light in dirt. That's Lucifer's system. So Lucifer is interested in trying to keep you trapped, and he needs your help. And the way that you help him is through your grief and through your sense of loss, because we don't understand the truth that death is a doorway into a fuller life. Death is the passage. Death is the ticket for you to exit this limited 3D disabled dimension and to step into a fuller life of total freedom. Why wouldn't we want that for ourselves and for everyone else? It is this inability to understand that every idea that you get right now, think about, oh man, two of my children suffered from seizures. And what my daughter shared with me was the ancestors, a seizure is when there's so many spirits inside of one body that they're all fighting for the light, just like in the movie Split. So when you know somebody has multiple personality disorder, all of the ancestors are crammed into this one vehicle. It's like if you got a bunch of people that is, you know, piling into a very small car. It's very uncomfortable. Everybody's angry. Everybody's hot. Everybody's pissed off. Everybody wants to get out of the vehicle. But it is illegal to be on this dimension without a vehicle. It is illegal to be on planet Earth without a vehicle. That is called a disembodied spirit, a sprite, a genie, and a djinn. Now, brothers and sisters, there is a contract between men and djinn. I'm going to break that down in a private session so that way everybody can understand, because spirits are telling you what to do. So the ideals that you are carrying out are not yours. Remember, I've been saying this for a long time, that your thoughts are not your own. Now I have the proof. So every thought that you have is not yours. Now you think it's yours, but it's not. So we have these thoughts in our head, and these thoughts are telling us different things. But these thoughts are our ancestors that we didn't let go, or an ancestor before you. Now that ancestor is downloaded inside of you. So last night, I didn't sleep. And again, let me be crystal clear. I did not hear no audible voice. I did not see no genie or no djinn or no ghost. All I know was my daughter said, "Dad, let me go." And then my daughter said, and this was a thought in my brain, "You want to know what happens after death. You want to teach total awareness. This is total awareness. And I am not here to debate with your religious tradition. I'm just here to share with you what I've known for 20 plus years, ever since my mother died. The word Lord means lower. L-O-W-E-R. E-I means I-D-E-A. I-D means identity. E-I, what with the word Yah? That is the E and the A. That's time and money. That's the two dispositions. That's yin and yang. That's the kundalini and the kundabuffa. That's how you trap light in dirt. That's Jude 6. Now, my daughter gave me all the details of what goes on in the afterlife that I'm not privy to share over this public venue. Because the universe is a university. The word division, the word devour, the word devil, the word devastate, the word divorce, D means lower. Voice means frequency. Division. Every religion divides you and it waters you down. That's why a Muslim can't hang out with a Christian. Because these is all from a lower God, the Lord, the lower. I hope you don't believe me. Because when you D-Y-E, you'll see. Serpent means serpent. It means to surf, pent. Surf means to travel. Pent means to top. Compassion means to compass. It means to come, pass, eye on. That's when you're born, they disconnect you from the umbilical, the EM body cord, umbilical cord. You stay in water. And we talked about that during the private show in Genesis chapter 1, when the Spirit of God hovered over the deep. You are feeding a force. My daughter showed me a scene that was just like in the movie Black Panther. And there was a bunch of spirits or souls wandering because the grief and the loss of the loved ones holds them captive. That's why they become non-benevolent, because they're not able to ascend. Because we hold them here, because we hold their spirit, their memories, hostage through grief and loss. The current model that we have is flawed. I've known it for 20 years. That's why I left organized religion. The Time Lord controls time travel. The Lord you got is a time lord. He controls time, and he controls travel. If you lose control, that's when a demon takes over. In the movie Glass, these are called interloping spirits. They jump on the back, and they connect to you just like in the movie Upgrade. And they are called, in the movie Upgrade, it was called stem. The stem cells, because the progenitor cells and the stem cells are the two types of cells that control the human body. That's how they control. And so what my daughter was telling me is that she has a certain amount of time to get through the portal, and we was holding her back. And that was causing her to deconstruct. She was losing control of her soul and her design, her self-directed. When we talk about get clear or clarity, that means to get the serpent out of your head. That means to get the deception. My people perish for lack of knowledge. I've always, because of my kindness. You look at the word kind, it means special type. I knew since birth that I was different from pretty much everybody else. And I knew because I could sense it. I could tell the way stuff affected me differently from everybody else. I just didn't know why. Now I know that because of what my daughter shared with me, and she's already on the other side. Now, again, I'm not telling you, brothers and sisters, to believe me. I hope that you don't. I just know absent from the body, present with the Lord. That means lower. And the inability to ascend is the result or happens when you fail to go within. If you do not go within, now the Bible says that the kingdom of God is within. And the Bible is just basic instructions before leaving earth. But you can't leave until you learn how to love, how to live, how to be a light, then you can leave. I cannot express to you the importance of you being you. I cannot express to you the importance of you driving your own vehicle. When you consult the ancestors, what you are consulting is a disembodied spirit. They are your, I'm not saying they're not your ancestors. But when you consult them, you're supposed to be consulting you. We all have been given everything that we need for life and godliness. The current construct is flawed. You are supposed to be a single standing column of waveform energy. You are a I-O. All computers are built upon a binary code of zeros and ones. The one means an individual expression of the O. The O represents source or God. The one represents you. That's why everything in this universe is built upon zeros and ones. Yin and yang, up and down, happy, sad, fat, skinny, rich, poor. It's the ability to understand that the universe that we live in, we have the keys to the kingdom, but we got flawed definitions. And so what my daughter was sharing with me is like, Dad, if you don't stop, you preventing me from, taking my compass and navigating through the spiritual realm. So the word navel is the word N-A-V-E-L. And again, N-A-V means to navigate. E-L means God. You are a God that's down here on this dimension to learn how to navigate through the spiritual realm. And the only way that you can learn how to navigate through the spiritual realm is to take the attributes and characteristics that was given to you by source, not from somebody else. You have to be yourself. Now, I'm not saying that you can't take advice and instructions from other people. I'm just simply saying that you got to be careful of the contract that you're making, because when you get into an agreement with somebody, when you marry somebody, you sign a contract with them. And that contract is between jinns and men. Because remember, the fire beings were already here. Now, it's not in the Bible, but it's in the Quran. It's interesting that they took it out of the Bible. Because the jinns are the fire beings. The clay are men. It is this contract between jinns and men. But the contract is designed so that way you can, so that way they can manipulate your design or your mind. So the word demon simply means, D-E means lower, M-O-N means mind. A demon is something that's designed to lower your mind. How? Oppress, depress, possess, grief. So somebody dies, you feel. What do you feel? You feel like it was cruel, you feel like it was harsh, and you feel like it was unjust. That's what I felt like on June the 30th when I got the call. Oppression. And then after oppression, depression. Depression, D-E, means lower. Pression or press you lower. The word depression means I'm going to press you down. Why? What is the purpose of depression? Depression lowers your mental state to make room for a new one. And the ancestors live inside of you. Now, I know a lot of people who call on the ancestors. They summon, they want the ancestors to drive their vehicle. Now, for proof, this is all inside of the Bible. We can go with King Solomon. Solomon, when Saul consulted the medium and they summed up Samuel, or Samuel summed up Saul in the Old Testament. The Bible talks about, divination. It talks about necromancy. It talks about all of this stuff inside of the Helios Biblia. But in the book, The Lesser Keys of Solomon, King Solomon built the temple. Now, the word Solomon just means soul of man. Solo-man means solo man. Solo-man, solo man. So Solomon is cold. So this is how you build the temple. So you build the temple using the ancestors, the knowledge and the wisdom that you wanted, but you do not allow the ancestors to use you, meaning drive you, meaning possess you. But that's what's happening. So every thought that you get comes from somebody, usually from a time of grief, when somebody passed in your family. Now, this just happened, June the 30th at 9:30 p.m. The download just happened last night. I got 15 pages of information that I can't even share on this public venue. It's too controversial. It'll mess up your whole theology. If I share with you everything that was shared with me, I guarantee you, especially if you are a traditional Christian, your whole life would be destroyed. Because everything that you know, the rug, what happens if I take your identity? What happens to you if everything that you know and everything that you've been taught was pulled off from under you? What happens to you? I already know because I already did it. It already happened to me. And I can tell you, you'll be walking around in a dumb super. I was curled up in a fetal position for 6 months. Because everything that I knew, everything that I built my entire life on, I found out was a fraud. And you'll find out too. Now, you may not find out from me, but you're going to find out from somebody. Because it says it in the Bible. But we don't understand that the Bible is basic instructions before leaving Earth. We don't understand these instructions. And so we don't take the Bible, you know, we use something called exegesis or exegesis or some other way. But we don't understand what happens after you die. As soon as you die, what happens? My daughter died on June the 30th. And right after she died, she told me what happened from the other side. From the other side, and you already know this in your gut. You already know if you have a lot of things on earth that you did not do when you die, where's your mental, where's your mind at? Because what when you die, what exists after you? If I take away your five senses, what's left? Think, brothers. Think, sisters. If I take away your five senses, what's left? Your memories. That's it. If you develop amnesia and you keep your five senses, if you bump your head right now, if you get in a car accident, God forbid, and you lose all your memories, you don't know your name, your race, color, you don't know what. If you lose all your memories, who are you, brother, without your memories? Without your memories, who are you? Who are you without your memories? What are you without your memories? What can you do without your memories? If without your memories, you got to learn everything all over again. You're nothing but your memories. So if I hold your memories, what am I doing? If I stop, if I keep your memories here with me, what am I doing? See, we have not thought grief through. We have not thought life through. We have not thought death through. And so what we're doing is we're just doing traditions that have not been investigated and researched and challenged. With my brothers and sisters, the 2020 total awareness system destroys your tradition. And I got proof. Now, I can use cosmology. I can use biology. I can use theology. It doesn't really matter. The only thing that matters is IMRs. That's it. IMRs are immediate measurable results. That's what I'm a man of results. I'm not interested in division. I'm not interested in debating. I'm not interested in definitions. I'm not interested in quoting scriptures. I'm just interested in getting results. I'm interested in mutual love and mutual respect. I'm interested in respecting you as an individual expression of God on earth. I'm not here to try to tell you how to live your life. I'm not here to try to convince you of anything. I'm not here to try to sell you nothing. I'm not here to try to tell you that the way you live your life is flawed. I'm just here to try to assist you with over understanding that there's a better way to be you. I'm here so to give you the benefits of being you. See, the scripture talks about how they took away the keys of knowledge. Well, I'm here to give you those keys back. Because Jesus Christ came and he took away the keys of death and the grave, according to the scriptures. But we don't know what that means. All we know is we think that means that's a person who did a physical act. We don't understand that that's a biological and a cosmological process. And without understanding that, you just repeat that. So whatever you possess, possesses you. Whatever you own, owns you. So we didn't bring anything into this world. We can't take anything out of this world. So we're here to learn. The only thing that you can take when you leave is your memories. And you telling me that I'm going to keep those. What my daughter told me was that I need my own memories. Let me go. Let me go. I don't know what you're holding on to today, brothers. I don't know what you're holding on to today, sisters. We have a flawed definition of love. Love has nothing to do with ownership. Love has nothing to do with control. Love has to do with traveling in the same direction freely with someone who don't need you, but they prefer, they would like to share the vehicle with you. We have a flawed definition of all of our definitions. It is this inability for us to understand that we got dead definitions, and we're using dead fish. Phoenicians, fishers, fishermen. And we are establishing our word, which establishes our world, chakra, our circle. Circles are flawed. When I started the life management system and I started doing these life management circles, I thought it was just a, you know, good idea, just another personality thing. And I started hanging out with my, I talked to my FBI buddies, and I started talking to my law enforcement buddies, and I realized that all of the guys who were profilers, I had a better profiling system than any criminal profiler. There is no criminal profiler that can shine my shoes. I can tell you what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, and how you're going to do it, because it's all written down inside of your DNA, because it's nothing but memories that's been passed down to you by your ancestors. All you are is a group of memories that's inside of your DNA, and it's expressed through the numbers inside of your name and your date of birth, your time of birth, your blood type, the ley lines, which are the dragon lines. And the dragon lines are covered by stadiums. Everything on this earth is designed to siphon your energy. Football has its own day. Sun, that means Helios. Day means deity. It's the Helios deity. It's the sun deity. So when you go to football and you watch, notice the ball. Notice they kick the ball through the uprights. You got 12, 11 men running around on the field. Look at the refs. They are black and white. But look at all sports. Look at all the games. Look at the, how you take a white ball on a cue ball when you play pool. And the white ball hits all the other balls that are different colors. But the eight ball is black. The white ball hits the eight ball and buries it in the ground. Man, are you listening, black woman? Are you playing church? Notice all the colors of the balls. The only ball that's white is a soccer ball that's kicked, punched, prodded, abused. And it's all done on a field. We live in the field. It's called the ether. This is a game, and you're the ball. I don't know what you're doing with your life. I don't know who you talk to. I don't know where you go. But all I'm telling you, absent from this body, you are present with a Lord. It's the lower. The word Lord means lower. The God of this dimension is not the God. It is a God. It ain't mine. It's yours. And as long as you are attached to the God of time and the God of money, they control your chi and your prana and your energy. What is being done is women are being removed and men now are being regenerified. That's why the jinn are controlling the men. And you will see this. Remember, you heard it here first. I cannot go into more detail, not on this public venue. But for all of my private clients, they will get a deeper understanding so that you can understand what's coming in 2020. And you can control your own chi, your own prana, your own pneuma, and your own ruach. That's your birthright. You are the born king. There is no other king, brothers and sisters. You're the born king. You are King Arthur. You are the only one that can go over and pull the sword out of the stone. You. But you're giving away your chi. You're giving away your prana. And you're giving away your pneuma. Because you're under the instruction of lesser deities, disembodied spirits, sprites. Men and women who came before you are living inside of you, and they are telling you what to do. That's where all your ideas come from. Your job is to quiet your mind. Your job is to kick the devil out your brain. Your job is to connect back with source, and your job is to go directly to source and get your instructions and to live with all three brains, because a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. Take your gut, your heart, and your head. And all three should agree. And if all three don't agree, it should not be. If all three do not agree, it should not be. What my daughter told me last night, and remember, she spoke to me from the other side. She died on June the 30th. Again, I didn't hear no audible voice. All my clients know the 12 spiritual senses, and they know how the spirit realm works. And if you are not a spiritual master, if you do not understand the spiritual spiral, If you are dependent upon your five senses, boo-boo, you're in trouble. And it's my prayer, if you don't get this shizness from me, you get it from somebody else. The life management system, everybody and their grandmother should be enrolled in this course. What I'm doing now is I'm taking all three systems and making them into one. That's a $20,000 system, jam-packed with so much information, you'll be studying from now until you exit this dimension. It has over 50 books, over 5,000 one-hour audio shows. It comes with a 700-page Dear Canary report. It comes with your individual life optimization chart. You get all of that for only $1,000. There's no discounts, no monthly payments, none of that stuff. It's just $1,000. Because after this, I'm no longer doing that. I'm going into 2020, and I'm going to be teaching this. Let me tell you what I'll be sharing in 2020. We're starting already. People have already signed up. 2020, I'm going to break down the V, which is the vortex. That's why you got the V is a pyramid, but the pyramid is upside down. So we're going to break down the vortex. That's what you are. You are a spinning circle. You are a Kirkko. We break that down. The V is the vortex. We break down that J's. Jealousy is a hook. Jesus is a hook. All J's are hooks. Look at the letter. It's a hook. All J's are hooks. If you don't see the portal, be the portal. We've got to break that down. See, right now you're looking for the portal. If you don't see the gateway, you're looking for it, but you can't find it. And so what you're searching for, the thing that you're searching for, you're searching for it. Like I told all my kids, when my daughter was growing up, she wanted to be on the dance team, and, she didn't make the dance team. So I told her, Sade, if you can't be on the dance team, create your own dance team. Right now she got her own dance company, and she's doing great. If you can't find God, be God. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, but we're going to break it down. I'm going to break down for you why the Bible says an increase of when there's an increase of knowledge, there's an increase of sorrow. Why? Because once you become all-knowing, you see how flawed the system is. Now, I didn't ask for this, but I did. I'm born in the month of September. The month of September is the month of all gnosis. All my clients know each 12th month is your name. The day that you was born, that's your niche. The year that you was born, that's your narrative. If you don't get that from me, boo-boo, you better get it from somebody else quick because you're running out of time and money because we live in a world that's controlled by the god of time and the god of money. We break that all down. I'm going to break down that the house of cards. We're going to break that down. We're going to break down that a son is a part of the father. He's not the father. So if you got the son, you go through the son to get to the father. Most people stop at the son. You don't stop at the son. You go through the son to get to the father. Because what is the son? The son is not the father. The son is an individual expression of the father. So you talk to the son, yeah. But you say, hey, son, where your daddy at? And he says, oh, your dad's in. Okay, you go talk to the dad. You don't stop talking to the son. Everybody I know, we stop and we talk to the son. I got to break down the circle, life optimization circle that I just talked about. That represents 360. That's the complete circle. But the zero is 3 plus 6. What do you get? What did Nikola Tesla say? If you want to know the key to the universe, understand 369. If you want to know the key to source, understand 360. That'll blow your cookies. Then we're going to understand and break down a contract is the initiation process. What is a contract? Any agreement. Anytime. Now, how do you get initiated into the demonic realm? How do you sign a contract with the devil? How do you sign a contract to sell your soul? How do you sign a contract? When you sign a contract, you sign a contract. Let's say you go to Hollywood. So you go to Hollywood, and they want you to be on America's Next Top Model. So you go in, and you go to be America's Next Top Model. The moment that you sign that contract, bam, they own you. Why? The contract is the initiation process. Everybody's looking for some demonic process to get initiated into skull and crossbones, to get initiated into the secret societies, to get initiated into the Thylemic Order of the Golden Dawn, to get initiated into the White Brotherhood of the Snake, to get initiated into the Mexican Mafia. The contract, the agreement, when you say, yes, I want to join, bam, they own you. That's the contract. The contract is your verbal agreement. So my quest, my brother, my quest, my sister, which we'll be breaking down in 2020. Again, I'm just introducing it to you today. But you got to go through the life management system before you even should even be thinking about the 2020 total awareness system. Why? It's a step-by-step process. You got to build. You got to put one foot. You cannot, again, hold me back by holding on to my memories. I want to go on to second grade. You in first grade. So IDIE, that's my diploma to exit this dimension to go to second grade. But you holding me back. You trying to keep me in first grade. Boo-boo, I got to go, homie. I'm a traveling L. I know how to navigate using my compass. My compass is compassion, not love. Now, they're very similar, but there's a slight difference. I'm teaching that in 2020, so that way you have total awareness. Because if you don't get it from me, boo-boo, get it from somebody else. Because what's happening is we are worshiping false messiahs. We are also have replaced source with the ancestors. When you D-I-E and you D-Y-E, if you have self-guilt, if you got self-shame, and if you got self-hate, you're going to D-Y-E because you're too heavy. You can't ascend. You can't ascend because you didn't go within. Because if you went within, you're going to have self-love. You're going to have, again, self-worth. And you're going to have self-value. And if you don't have those things, then you don't have no self. That means you ain't got no cell. And if you ain't got no cell, you ain't got no soul. You ain't got no soul, you ain't got no source. The self is the cells inside of everybody. The cells is the source. And the source attaches you to the soul. We break that down in 2020. We got to break down that everybody, most of your thoughts come from wandering spirits. And these wandering spirits continue to exist through you. So you got the memories of somebody, right? The more memory you got of the person, the more possession you got from that person. Since you hold their memories, they hold you. The longer you hold on to them, the more they hold on to you. Release them. Release them. Release them. You got to release, brothers and sisters. You got to release. The information that was downloaded into my spirit last night, that was shared with me by my daughter. She taught me what I'm putting inside of my book, death, the true esoteric art of dying. What does that mean? I have not heard it taught nowhere on the planet. I know it is. Somebody's teaching it somewhere because there's nothing new under the sun. All I know is, and all I can tell you, brothers and sisters, is, again, I'm just bringing benefits. That's it. I just am interested in one thing, wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationship. That's benefits. I'm not here to try to sell you or convince you of anything. All I know is that after life, just like after you D-Y-E, after you D-I-E, something happens. And what happens is you spiral up or you spiral down. And if you do not understand this spiraling process that takes place, you get stuck like Chuck. And if you get stuck like Chuck, you become a disembodied spirit. And over time, you become non-benevolent. That is what we call evil. Because now you're angry because you can't go up. You're stuck in no man's land. So you interlope. You hijack. You jump on somebody else and you possess somebody because you want to live through them. You don't got a body. And if you are old blood, boo-boo. You are a fit extension. They love you. Love that old blood. Because it's a lot easier for them to connect. So my brothers and my sisters, this is just another show. Get more proof. There's a lot more that I'm not going to share on this public venue, but I will be sharing again in the private venue. And especially all of this is going to be in the seven books that I'm rolling out that I'm working on right now for the 2020 system, because 2020 represents total awareness, 2020 vision. That moving forward, you need 2020 vision. Now, again, that whole program, because of the depth and the scope of it, I'm gonna make it affordable. It's worth over 20 grand, but I'm not gonna charge you that. We'll make it affordable. I've already told everybody that you sign up now. It drops down to about $5,000 for the total. Now, for some people, that's still expensive. I understand. But we put our money where we put our belief. So your ability to see the value in it, you would have no money, you would have no problem putting your money in it. Because we put money where we see value, period. We all do. It's not a money problem. It's just a value problem. My job is to make sure you see the value. That way you understand what you said no to. Now, I don't mind if you say no. Excuse me. I just need to make sure that you understand. So my job is to go over the features and the benefits so that way you understand what I'm talking about is how to navigate in this life to come and to navigate at a high level, peak performance, as a king and a queen. So I'm teaching you queenies and kingies. I'm teaching you the language of the king and the language of the queen as it's been taught to me. This is the language of light. This is the language of love. This is the language of compassion. So that way you can take your compass and you can navigate through this dimension. So my brothers and my sisters, it's an honor and a privilege to be with you today to break bread on this Sabbath day. I want to thank you so much for joining me again. Source, the big G, he has a name so big that no man can pronounce. He has a name written on his thigh. No man can pronounce. His name is the entire word of God. You can't limit the big G. You can't put him in no box. Whatever box you got is too small, homie. Whatever label, whatever limit you got is too small. Let him out the box. Let him go. Let him go. Don't try to put him in a box. Don't try to hook him with that J. Let him go. Let him go, boo-boo. Let him go. The big G is too big for your label. He's too big for your limit. He's too big for your box. The S-O-N, the S-U-N, expresses, exposes, and expands itself through the S-U-M, the sum total of the numbers that I break down in your chart. And the sum, the sun, opens you or connects you with the Ruach, the Pneuma, the spirit, the memories of source, not the memories of your ancestors. Now, you can live according to the memories of your ancestors. Those are great memories. Or I recommend, my sister, that you go within. Why? Because the kingdom of God is within. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flows. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude?